Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of the Bills Wire podcast presented to you by USA Today, SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, one of your interchangeable hosts, and this is the fallout of this first week of free agency, the first week of the new season of 2019. And it was a wild week. We talked about it last week on the episode. It's nice to have stuff to talk about again where I can do a week-to-week podcast. But, you know, all the Antonio Brown stuff that went down, he eventually went to Oakland, getting his money. But I'm really, really happy with how Brandon Bean has utilized free agency period. And this new season officially signing people. And, man, I'm proud that Brandon Bean is our general manager. I really am. If you haven't seen it yet, there's a clip going around of Brandon Bean getting pretty heated at the sentiment that free agents don't want to come to Buffalo. And, you know, I like that he passionately did that. The way that he did. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. It's definitely around the interwebs or the, you know, YouTube, any of that stuff. It's going around, and it makes a good stand. You know, because Antonio Brown did essentially say, hey, you don't want to come to Buffalo, but that's just because Antonio Brown is Antonio Brown. You know, Bean has done a good job getting free agents here. And whether you wish he'd done more during this initial week when all the superstars went, or not, he still got a good crop of people that Buffalo needs to succeed. And let's take a little rundown through what we've gotten. And this is up to date so far. All right, so we got Andre Roberts coming over from the New York Jets. Talented wide receiver and kick returner with $5 million contract for 2 years and $3 million guaranteed. So that's a nice addition to the Bills on wide receiver. Let's see, what do we have next? We have John Feliciano. And this is, I'm running through the Democrat and Chronicle. It's a newspaper out of Rochester. Their article that they're posting to help me guide through this. John Feliciano, Oakland, former team Oakland, offensive guard. They didn't announce any contract deals, but I mean, this is huge too. We need depth and we need guys on the offensive line, and we need them bad right here in Buffalo to give Josh Allen a chance. And I mean, Shady himself posted on Twitter, I love it when we sign them fat guys. You know, linemen make everybody's jobs easier. And it is the most underappreciated position of the in the NFL and professional football. I think people often overlook it, and it costs their teams. We've seen so many great quarterbacks over the years not be able to succeed because of a piss poor offensive line. And Brandon Bean is doing the right things to make sure Buffalo has you know, enough talent to go around. Next up, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Ty Seke. Yen, I think the N is silent. I don't know. Maybe. Former team Washington Redskins, offensive tackle, giving him $14.5 million over 2 years with $7.7 million guaranteed. Been in the league for 5 years. So this is another big move. Like, Brandon Bean's great. He is great. I'm really proud of this free agency class. All right, next up from Dallas. Dallas Cowboys. Cole Beasley, $29 million over 4 years with $14.4 million guaranteed. Been around for 7 years, and another wide receiver, another veteran, a good veteran wide receiver. I mean, Beasley was put under the gun this past season before Amari Cooper came into Before Amari Cooper was traded over to Dallas, Cole Beasley was the number one, and you know the dude hustled. The dude hustled. He did what he could. Unfortunately, the rest of Dallas's offense wasn't clicking at that time, and you know they had to bring Amari Cooper in to help open things up. But Cole Beasley is super talented, super talented, and I was very surprised by this one personally. I did not see this pick coming, but I am grateful that it did. It is going to be cool to see Cole Beasley in a Buffalo Bills uniform. The dude even went on, he got into a fantastic argument on Twitter with some troll. Some guy who claimed to be like some NFL expert or whatever. He has like 69 followers on his Twitter page. Yeesh. but Beasley, you know, this guy, I'll do it, you know, it's out of context. It's not word for word verbatim, but this fan who I can't believe is allowed to have a Twitter said that, you know, blah, 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 Buffalo Bills can't win. And then Cole Beasley excellently pointed out, well, I was with Dallas for 7 years and we didn't win. And it's true. They didn't. The Dallas Cowboys have not won the big one since 1995. Yeah, sure, they've been to the playoffs and whatnot, but I think, you know, Beasley made a great argument, and that is, it's awesome to see an incoming player defend his new team like that, and we actually seen a lot of that this week with a couple other, actually in hindsight, a lot of people, you know, a couple free agent signings, and then obviously Brandon Bean's big blow up when somebody mentioned about Buffalo not being a destination. Yeah, that's the right kind of attitude, and the dude backtracked real quick. I'll try and be a professional and not mention this dork's Twitter handle, but Cole Beasley ripped him up, and it was great. And if you're looking for a good conversation, Twitter is one of the best places to find that. Underneath, go search out Cole Beasley and follow that conversation. All right. Next up, John Brown. This is another great one here. Coming from Baltimore a couple years ago, he's with Arizona. Another big wide receiver, $27 million over 3 years with $11.7 million guaranteed. Been pro for 6 years. He's a legitimate deep threat, and he had a really great season last year until Lamar Jackson came into the fold. As we all can tell, Lamar Jackson's more of a run-first quarterback. That's where he excels at, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some people can get away with it, and it helped him get into the playoffs. I believe they went 6-1 during the last stretch while Lamar Jackson was quarterback. But with Joe Flacco, who's, you know, prominent in the passing department, John Brown exceeded it, and actually he was one hell of a fantasy addition until Lamar Jackson took over. The guy can ball, and you look at Josh Allen. Josh Allen has a cannon. He can get the ball downfield, and his accuracy isn't too shabby at all. I think this is the most dangerous combination with Allen and Brown together, and I'm really looking forward to seeing this in action. A guy like Josh Allen with the arm strength that he has, only going to benefit from a deep threat like that. It's going to be cool. My stock is definitely up on John Brown this year in fantasy football. All right, another lineman. This is, you know, this is what we need here in Buffalo. Mitch Morse of Kansas City. $44.5 million over 4 years with $26.5 million guaranteed. At the center position, he's been pro for 4 years. This is another big dude. And I've seen a stat going around that since 2015 he has not given up a sack, which is huge. Allen and McCoy, and one of our other newest additions. Definitely need that. Yeah, just good big man. Good big man. I mean, go look up some of his stuff. He's incredibly talented. Good big guy to help push and create holes, which is exactly what Buffalo needs. All right, next up we have Tyler Croft, tight end of Cincinnati. I know he got hurt last year, but great, you know, solid tight end. 2 years ago, had a really good year in the absence of Tyler Eifert, another injury-prone tight end out of Cincinnati. 18.75 million over 3 years with 8.3 million guaranteed. He's been pro for 4 years, and this is I think this is another. I really do. I don't know. For my other podcast, the NFL podcast, the 2-Point Conversation, I have a Facebook page set up for it. And you get polls and set up, and I think the saddest thing is how disgruntled Bills fans get. Sometimes, you know, I get it. We've been Bills fans have been down on a lot of, you know, had a lot of bad luck over the years, but you know, I think a guy like Tyler Croft, you know, we're not going to get the superstars, and you honestly don't win games with the superstars. You really don't. Superstars help and whatnot, but you win with the talented guy. Not the names is what I'm going with. You know what I mean? Some people look too much into the names. Yeah, we want Antonio Brown, but you know, yeah, he's talented, but what other, you know, what kind of damage is he going to do to the locker room? And there's you got to look past the names is all I'm saying. The talent is there. Tyler Croft is going to be a big addition to the tight end position for Buffalo. And the fact that they're throwing the kind of money that they are at him is a, you know, a good sign of how they want to utilize him. You know, you got him and Kroom going, you know, playing. It's going to be, this is a really good offense. This is a really good offense we have here. But don't look too much into the name, into people's names. Look into their talent, their on-field production. That's important. You know, people hear John Brown and they're just like, ah, this guy has like two first names. I don't know anybody whose first name is Brown, but you know, he just sounds generic in the side of things. Antonio Brown, that's a big NFL name. Guys like DeAndre Hopkins, it's a huge NFL name. But we don't need all those guys. We don't need those guys. We know we had T.O., and the T.O. experiment did not work here. And the important thing is to look past names. Our next addition is, well, he's a name and he's talented. And although he's up there, he's been around for a while, the dude still has it. And that man is Frank Gore. Whoever posted this article for the Democrat Chronicle put center on a position. They're definitely wrong. Running, very talented running back, been on some great teams. The 49ers, been on the Colts last year with Miami Dolphins. And this year he will be joining the Buffalo Bills, creating quite the tandem, you know, as long as McCoy and Ivory's services are retained. I believe they are the three oldest running backs in the NFL, but behind this line that Brandon Bean is building up, there is nothing to worry about at all. This is a cool signing. This is a really cool signing, and another one. You know, Frank Gore showing pride. People know the Bills Mafia is the greatest fan base in the world. They know that, the most passionate one, and these people are excited for being here. Incredibly excited for being here. And Frank Gore is going to be a cool addition. You know what I mean? He's not an every down back, but the dude could still rip off some yards. He's still got some gas in the tank. And I mean, yeah, 35 years old. It's people are like, no, why would they do that? But I think it's an excellent move personally, but Who am I? I record podcasts in my spare bedroom in Niagara Falls, New York. I'm a nobody. All right. Next signing, and this is our last one, is Kevin Johnson, cornerback, former team from Houston. You know, Trey White carried the cornerback position last year. He needed help. And with the addition of Johnson, it's another very talented guy. You know, we got Levi Wallace as well. But yeah, it's a good mix of this is another nice defensive move. And you'll notice that Bean has primarily targeted offense in this free agency period. Building up the O-line, some wide receivers, you know, some weapons to benefit Josh Allen. This is supposed to be a very defensive-heavy NFL draft. So, Kevin Johnson was one of the, you know, I think it's a solid pick, or pickup, excuse me, for Buffalo, with a great class of, you know, incoming seniors that are predominantly defensive players. And, you know, the draft will be here before we know it, and we'll get a better idea of what the team looks like then. But right now I'm very happy. I'm very pleased. And I've said a million times on this podcast and other podcasts that, you know, this offseason would define Brandon Bean. And I think free agency aside, his comments that Buffalo is not a popular free agency destination should give you all faith in the man who the Pegulas, you know, put in charge of our team that replaced Doug Whaley. You gotta admire that spirit. The guy's fighting for us. He's done an excellent job so far. He really has. I mean, look at it. Buffalo last year was maybe a touchdown or a field goal. A couple things going right away from an 8-8 season in a rebuilding year. Seriously. You had the Charles Clay drop. You had, I forgot, there was one other one. Well, there's a few other ones. There was a few other games where it legitimately could have went in Buffalo's favor. So they were that, I mean, if you really think about it, they were that close to being 8-8, which is, you got to look at that. It was a rebuilding year. We all knew that. You know, Josh Allen with a team of, you know, with an offensive line and not all that great wide receivers, was not going to succeed. It wasn't. But they were, like, probably a touchdown away in a couple games from being 8-8, maybe even returning to 9-7. Seriously, that's all it took. That is all it took. But I have great faith, and on that note, everybody, I'm going to leave you for today. I'm happy with the free agency, and as more news breaks, I will be as current as I can be with releasing these podcast episodes. As long as there's stuff going on, I can talk. I'll be able to discuss whatever there is to discuss about Bills football. So, all right, everybody, thank you so much, and until next time. Go Bills.